My guest this afternoon is Sue Munnery from the Reigate and Redhill Live at Home scheme. Sue, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Susie Studio.
Thank you, David. Hello.
For starters, can you tell us what your specific role is within the organisation?
Well, the jobs that I do are I help organise the transport for our outings. All our events are door-to-door transport. I help run the day centre and I edit the newsletter that we issue quarterly. They're the main things.
Busy lady. And is this all on a volunteer basis, like the radio station here?
No, I have the luxury of a small salary.
But you do employ, or you do make use of a lot of volunteers,
I
believe.
We have a lot of very, very lovely volunteers. Just over 100 of them, actually.
Now, the Merstham Day Centre's new, I believe. Can you tell us about that?
It is. Actually, we're just coming up to our first birthday. We're celebrating on the 29th of September, 1 year having been here in Merstham. Runs in Portland House on Portland Drive every Monday, apart from bank holidays, between 10 and 12.
And there are a couple of other day centres, I believe.
There are. We have one that runs out of Regent House in Hawley. That's a Wednesday morning between 10:30 and 12. And there's one in the Redhill Methodist Church, which runs all day between about 10:30 and 3, where the members get a hot two-course lunch as well.
Now, it may sound like asking the blooming obvious, but what does a day centre do during the hours of operation?
It's slightly different, of course, with the all-day centre, but the two morning ones, we have refreshments. There's a regular programme of assorted events in the morning. People might come in and do a dance display or read plays to us, or there'll be a visiting speaker that tell us something interesting, show us some slides. And then for the Wednesday afternoon in Redhill, they have crafts, they play board games, card games, generally relax a little bit until it's refreshments and time to go home.
And what about the wider aspects of the scheme's work? What else does it get up to?
We have a monthly coffee morning, which is in a variety of locations. It might be in a garden centre or somebody's home or in a church coffee shop somewhere. A bi-monthly shopping spree for the members. We run them monthly, but the groups are too large to go every month in the Belfry in Redhill, where we use the shop mobility facilities. We have an annual holiday. This year they're off to Courton Village in Suffolk. We do day trips. We're having one next week to the Milestones Living Museum in Basingstoke. And we do lots of fundraisers.
And what sort of events do you run to raise money?
Concerts. In fact, we've got one coming up in October, the 11th of October. There's going to be a really interesting concert with the Badger Set Band, and Paul Weekly is coming as well. That's being run for us by the local Rotary Club, so we're really grateful to them. We have had barn dances. We run two fairs, one in the spring and one in the autumn.
Where's the October event going to take place?
That will be in the Redhill Methodist Centre.
And presumably the bottom line of all this activity is encouraging the elderly to remain as independent as they can for as long as they can.
Absolutely, to increase their independence and reduce their isolation. A lot of people who are stuck at home do get very, very isolated. And so if we can bring them out and help them to join in some fun, it really does improve the quality of their life, or so they tell us, which is great. That's the rewarding part.
You've alluded to a long history. The Merstham Day Centre has been up and running for a year. How long's the scheme been in operation in total?
17 years. Started by a member of the Redhill Methodist Church, Derek Lyons, OBE, and it was due to his insight that we're still here today. It's much smaller then, of course. Now we've got about 226 members, I think it is currently.
Including all those volunteers
and
as well.
And volunteers on top.
That's really quite a big operation. Is there a big management force?
The scheme is run by a small committee, most of whom are in fact, pretty much all of them are volunteers. Heading it all up is Tanya Stafford, our lovely manager. Then there's myself and Susie, who runs the Hawley Day Centre, Jill Hall, who is also an assistant manager, and we've got our administrator, Karen.
How wide does the blanket get cast of the Reigate and Redhill scheme?
Right, good question. We cover from Merstham all the different areas of Reigate, South Park, Woodhatch, etc., Redhill, and right down into Hawley. to be honest, we get requests from much wider area, but we just cannot. We just do not have the facilities or the finance to go any further. We are actually the only live-at-home scheme in Surrey.
Is that right? You'd think with a county the size of this, there
absolutely.
Would... Yeah, that's a tremendous accolade, isn't it? Now, we've alluded twice already to volunteers. How can our afternoon stroll listeners get involved?
Well, it would be lovely to have both more members and volunteers. And it's literally just a phone call to the office, which is 01737 780 610. And if we're not there, if we're with our members, then there is an answer phone. And then the process is that we meet and tell them whatever they need to know about the scheme before we take them on. All our volunteers are CRB checked.
And what sort of roles are there for volunteers once they are involved?
There's a huge range of different things they can do according to what their interests are. Driving, visiting people, we can train them up so that they can cook for us, fundraise for us as the committee. Pretty much if they've got a skill, we can use it. A lot of the volunteers will come and entertain the folks in the day centres, for example.
So there are elements of home visits in this?
There are, yes. We do have a lot of befrienders, the more isolated people, but in fact any of the members who are interested. And real friendships grow from that. It's surprising. That can last very many years. It's really great to see.
Chuck one slightly off the wall at you. Does the scheme think there's a role for IT, for computers and the web in tackling isolation and loneliness?
It's surprising how many older people do use the internet, and that's great. We ourselves have a website, but largely we use the telephone.
Okay, presumably there are financial implications in getting people online who aren't online.
Yes, maybe for some.
And skills teaching as well, I guess.
Absolutely. And actually, we don't do... That's one of the things that we don't do. We aren't qualified to do.
And we've talked about our listeners and volunteering. What about local businesses? Is there a role for them?
Definitely, yes. We're very lucky. We have been supported by quite a few local businesses. Our quarterly newsletter is currently being printed by Sutton and East Surrey Water. But we've also received help from other local companies like Vault Europe, Waitrose, Sainsbury's, Travellers Insurance and the Home Office. And they've helped us in a number of different ways and we've appreciated all of it.
Is there anything you're particularly looking for at the moment that people might be able to help you with, businesses might be able to fund?
Something that we would really help us with our finances, because we do try to keep our finances right down. It's simply photocopying. If anybody is willing to put a few flyers or posters, if we've got an event coming up, particularly in colour, which is so much more attractive, that would be a real treat for us.
Now, I know you've chosen a record to close our little chat off in a moment or two, but before that, is there anything we've missed? Anything you'd like to add to the areas we've spoken about this afternoon?
I don't think so. Just to mention again the day centre here in Merstham, we are building because it's new. If anybody locally is interested, give us a call because we'd love to invite them along. Come and try it first.
Right you are. Now, you've chosen Marvin Gaye because I was struggling to find Perry Como. Why and who for?
I'm being really selfish here. I really like this record. I've liked it since it first came out in the year dot, and I love it every time I hear it on the radio.
So this is principally for you as well as everybody working with the scheme?
Yes. I hope that they will hear through the grapevine about the Live at Home and come and join us.
Has that laundrette advert got anything to do with your choice? Clearly not, which is probably just as well. Sue Munnery from the Reigate and Redhill Live at Home scheme, thank you so much for being our guest on the afternoon stroll. It's been a real pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you, David.